so excited to be back with you guys talking about yet another 16 Fundamental Truth. And as Pastor Brian was saying, Chris, my husband and I get to tag team, which will be interesting and fun. I'm glad that I get to go first, though, because that means I get to talk longer. So, and you're in store. But before we go ahead and dig into God's Word, can we just pray together? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us here together tonight. Thank you, God, for providing us with your living word, that every time that we open it, you speak to us in a new and exciting way. Thank you, Jesus, for just giving us this opportunity to be together and to dig into your word, not only as a church, but as brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray, Jesus, that as we read your scriptures, that you speak to our hearts individually something new that we might not have noticed before. In your name, amen. Tonight, I'm going to be speaking about the ninth fundamental truth, which is sanctification is a process that aligns us with God. And if you have your brochure, I'm going to go ahead and read what the AG has put together for us, which is put together so well. And it reads, sanctification is an act of separating ourselves from evil and aligning with things that are good, upright, and morally pure. It is a process that takes place as Christians devote themselves to God. Scriptures teach that we are to be holy because God is holy. For without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Living in holiness is possible by the power of the Holy Spirit. A Christian is sanctified as he identifies with Christ and accepts in faith his sacrificial death and victorious resurrection. Sanctification is a daily acknowledgement of our union with God through his Son, Jesus. As this identification occurs, it is only natural for the Christian to offer every portion of his life to the control of the Holy Spirit. And I just think that just sums it up so nicely right there. And so that's it. Thank you so much. No, I'm just kidding. First, I thought it would be fun to go ahead and look at what Google or the dictionary defines as sanctify. And it's set apart as or declare holy, consecrate, make legitimate or binding by religious sanction, free from sin, purify. Sanctification is the act of being sanctified. And where we get this word from is from the Latin word sanctus, which means holy. And as it was so beautifully written, we are called to be holy because Jesus is holy. Ever since I was a little girl, I was more or less an all-in or all-out type of person. I either really, really loved something or I just like, no. Did not like it, wasn't going to do it, just, no, it just was not my thing. And for instance, I loved the color pink, but I hated the color green. And it wasn't that I hated it on you, but I hated wearing it on me. I love to win, and I hate to lose, which is, you know, God had to work on me a lot with that one specifically. But as I was going through girls' ministry, and as we were learning about the 16 fundamental truths, and we're digging into the scripture, sanctification and the act of it is something that I just, it clicked in my head, and it's just something I never questioned as I went through my college years. I saw my friends in high school and college just kind of waver. They like to play on that line of right and wrong, or, well, if I just do this but not this, then it's okay. And in my head, it was a constant battle between black and white, right and wrong. And that made it kind of difficult to minister and connect with other people because in my head, I was like, look, it's wrong. The Bible says don't do it, so don't do it. And I was very matter-of-factly about it. And my parents always had to be like, Stephanie, you know, it's just they had a different life, and you can't just say that to them. You have to wrap it up with love and fluff. So that's something I'm probably still working on and will work on my entire life. But there are five parts of sanctification that I wanted to bring to light for all of you. And as we get into that, I wanted to go ahead and read Romans 12, 1 through 2. And I will be reading out of the English Standard Version. That's Romans 12, 1 through 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For the life of me, I could not remember the girls' ministry song that we learned to memorize that verse because I was going to serenade it with you. And I think God kind of just like plucked it out of my memory for your sake. But every time I read that, I can't help but hum like this little weird tune in my head. And I know it's from girls' ministry. But the first point is accepting Jesus into our heart. The first step of sanctification is accepting Christ into your life. A Christian is sanctified the moment he or she does this, and that's when the process begins. We first have to identify as one of Christ's followers, which I talked about a couple weeks ago, and how our world is so desperate to find what they identify with or who they identify with. And it breaks my heart, and I won't linger on it because for those of you who were with me last time, but it breaks my heart that the one person where you can find your identity, where you feel full, is Christ. And that's not where our world, and that's not where our family members and our kids and our friends are turning to. They're going to other places to find their identity. And it breaks my heart. But the first step in the sanctification process is accepting Jesus as the Lord and Savior, and that he died and rose again for us individually. Galatians 2:20 reads, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. The second part is that we need to separate ourselves from evil. And in our fallen world, evil is literally around every corner. You could walk out of these doors and face someone you've been going to church with for a long time, and in their life, they are battling something evil. It is everywhere. There's no way that we can walk through earth, through life, with blinders on our eyes and just look this way and say, nothing else is happening. Because when we do that, we trip and we fall because we can't see what's going on and we can't actively fight against it. This isn't an excuse for us to only hang out with church people, or only go to church functions, or to ignore everything else that's going on in the world. And I've struggled to how to put this into words and say what I believe that God has for you and me tonight. But if we're constantly in a room that has light, and the light within us is kind of dull, nobody can really see it because there's light all around us. But when we step out into the world, into the darkness, our light, all of a sudden, it's brighter and it shines. And people look and they say, there's something different about that person. Now, granted, you might not have read a scripture or given your testimony or shared the gospel, but immediately when we are up face to face against sin, the light of Jesus shines through us and there's something different. And it's exciting. So why would we want to keep that hidden under a bushel? No. I just thought of that. That was kind of cute. Oh, man. Okay. But I'm sorry. We have to choose to step away from this sin and evil in our lives because we're to be holy and separate because God is holy and he is separate. and we are a representation of him. And growing up, I have a lot of stories about growing up because I loved my childhood, apparently. But my parents always said when I went out, and I promise you, I was not a reckless person, but they would tell me, now, Stephanie, you represent your family. Remember that. And then they'd say, and you represent Jesus. You represent God and what you believe in. And that always stuck out to me. So you represent your family as a child, and that you represent God as his child. The third part of sanctification is that it's a process. And this is like the big one. This is the one that we're going to kind of rest a little bit in, because sanctification doesn't just happen in the snap of your finger. The process begins when you accept Christ into your life. And that is an exciting moment. But sanctification is a process. And it means that when you are going through your life, there are things that are going to be weeded out as you release them to the Holy Spirit. And it's not this one-time event where once it happens, your path in front of you all of a sudden is sunshine and thornless roses. In fact, for a lot of us, it almost seems like our path got a little bit harder, because the devil wants to throw every single temptation, every single doubt, every single fear into your face, because he doesn't want you to surrender to our King. And it makes it really difficult, and it's hard, and it's a daily choice. For some of us, it's a minute-by-minute choice to not give in to the anger, to not give in to the temptation, to not give in to whatever is riddled in your life. And through this process, although it may be hard, it may be uncomfortable, it's worth it. It's 100% worth it. We will lose things from our past life that we used to cling to for comfort, because when we release that, the Holy Spirit and God, they just wrap us up, and they are our comfort. He is who we rely on. We might lose family members because of it. We might lose close friends, because God is working through us. He is going through every area of our heart and of our life, and he's just weeding that out, because he's preparing you, because he has a purpose for your life. No matter what season you're in, no matter where you've been, he has a plan for where you're going. And when we die to ourselves daily, and we say, God, I can't do it on my own. I can't fight this battle on my own. I can't give up this thing on my own. I need you. And that brings us into our fourth part, which is the Holy Spirit is the center of it all. The process of sanctification cannot be done without the Holy Spirit. Listen to the still, calm voice of the Holy Spirit, or the screaming voice if you've been ignoring it for a while. And even when it's hard, listen, because he's giving you little signals. He says, go this way. Turn this way. Talk to this person. Don't go to that place. And without the Holy Spirit guiding us, without us listening, putting our listening ears on, and receiving what he has to say, we can't do it. There's no way we can do it on our own. And the fifth section is that every portion of your life must go. We can't walk through life and say, okay, God, you can have all of this. There's like 30 problems here. There's a ton. You can work on these with me, but I'm going to keep this one over here, and I can handle it. I got this one. Don't need to worry about it. No. No. We must offer every portion of our life to the control of the Holy Spirit through this process. Every portion. We can't hold on to the things that may have brought us discomfort, like I mentioned earlier. And can I just be real with you for a moment? God sees you. He sees me. We might think that over here we got this completely under control and no one else sees it. All your friends don't see it. Your family members don't see it. Your spouse doesn't see it. But you know who does? God. He's the one that matters too. So why are we hiding from him? Why are we hiding portions of our life that we don't want to say, God, just have it all. Have it all. There are times in my marriage and as a kid that I would say something out of frustration because of a situation. And I remember Chris would be like, Stephanie, don't say that. I'm like, why? I was thinking it. Therefore, God already heard it. Might as well say it out loud. You heard it. Now, you might not want to live by that, but in a moment, in a confidential moment, I was able to speak out loud my frustrations that God already knew. The doubt, the fear, the anxiety, he sees it all. So you might as well just surrender it to him and say, God, I can't do this without you. I need you. I need you in this moment. I need you in this season. I need you in my life. It's something that we have to work at daily. Sanctification and growing closer to God and separating ourselves from the evil of the world will not happen overnight. And scriptures tell us that how do I put it into words? Because I don't have it completely memorized. But they tell us that we will not be finished until we're in heaven. There's no point to pretend that we're perfect and we have it together. And there's no point to stop learning because until we are with our Savior, until we're in heaven together, we won't be at that place. We're always going to be learning, and I don't know about you, but the moment I think I have something, and I got it, and I learned the lesson, nope, didn't learn the lesson, have to learn it again, because I got cocky. I thought, I've got this. I know all there is to know about leadership, and no, I don't, and I try to humble myself very much so in that moment, because I never want to stop learning. I never want to become callous to the nudges of the Holy Spirit because I'm terrified of where I might be without him. And I know that with God and with the Holy Spirit working through me, that God can open up doors. He can show me people to love on, to show his love to, that on my own I wouldn't be able to see. You have to be willing to work at it. And I know sometimes we come across with people who have these terrible work ethics, and it really frustrates us. Millennials. No, I'm just kidding. Not all of us are like that, I promise. But it's frustrating because you're over here working very, very hard, and this person's doing nothing. And if you do nothing through the process of sanctification, you're going to get nowhere. You're going to pass another year and you're in the same spot and you're saying, God, why didn't you do anything? No, why didn't you do anything? You have to work at it. Just like to have a good marriage, you have to work at it. To have good grades, you have to work at it. To have good kids, you have to spank them. I mean, work at it. You have to work at it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 reads, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. A quote from Oswald Chambers reads, sanctification means more than being freed from sin. It means the deliberate commitment of myself to the God of my salvation, and being willing to pay whatever it may cost. And before I tag Chris in to talk about the 10th fundamental truth, I want to leave you with this one thought. You will never influence the world by trying to be like it.